live from Studio V at Westfield Topanga, listening to KCSN and KCSN.org. I'm Jim Nelson. Thanks for being along. And I've got a couple of people in the studio with me. They've been here for a little while, warming up, and we've gotten to know each other a little bit. They come from Nashville, and they're called the St. Johns. That is the band name. And sitting across from me is Lewis Jordan. No, I knew I was going to get that wrong. Lewis Johnson and Jordan Meredith. Y'all really ought to work that out.
You know what? Something. We're trying, man.
You know? Seriously. You did that on purpose to mess up people like me, right?
Absolutely. Okay.
Lewis Johnson and Jordan Meredith, and they'll work out the details later. Welcome. How are you? We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Welcome to KCSN, and welcome to Los Angeles. Now, y'all have just driven here basically from Nashville. With the traffic, it took you a few weeks, right?
Took us about a month and a half, but we're here.
Yeah, we made it. This is our... basically, our final destination, the West Coast, is where we're finishing off a tour that we started, about almost 2 months ago now.
Nice. Yeah. Well, welcome to LA. You've got a show tonight. We'll tell people a little bit more about that. But right off the bat, first, I'm curious, when you drive, I mean, effectively almost all the way across the country as you've been doing, what do you see while you're out there? Do you get a chance to interact with people and get a sense of what's going on in America? Do you see anything inspiring or concerning to you? Do you know there's a political race going on, by the way?
We've seen a few Trump bumper stickers, which were kind of disconcerting. But other than that, yes, we see a lot.
We try and keep ourselves aware, you know, via, like, Twitter. But when we get into a town, typically we only have a few hours before sound check, so we'll try and like scope out the local hangs, mm-hmm. coffee shop, brewery, whatever it is.
The St. John's will always find the hippest part of town.
Oh, for sure.
And think that that's how everybody in that town lives.
Well, of course. Look where you've wound up this morning.
You know what?
Clearly,
it's truth. 88.5, man. This is a cool little mall area.
Westfield, Topanga, definitely. Do you see enough? Do you experience enough on the road of what's going on in life out there that it inspires anything as writers? Do you find yourself jotting down thoughts or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, which is such an interesting, this could be a beautiful segue into the first song that we want to play for you, a song called Coming Home, because, you know, it is a different lifestyle when you're constantly in your car and, you know, it's in your car, out, sound check, eat a little something, play a show, pack up the car, drive a little bit. You know, it's not as glamorous as I think a lot of people might think.
No, wait, that sounded really glamorous.
But we, you know, we do try and like have a bit of fun. So like yesterday we had a few hours and we went and played Frisbee on the beach.
In San Diego. You know? And it was glorious. It was one of the best days we've had on this tour. And I mean, it's so interesting too, because we really have seen the entire country. We started the tour in Charleston, North Carolina, or South Carolina. And that, you know, we were basically put our toes in the Atlantic Ocean. And then now yesterday we were in San Diego. And we've seen a lot, and there's a lot of crazy, like, just beautiful landscapes and things like that. We haven't really been able to, like, interact too much in, like, places outside of the venues and, like, mm-hmm. the fans of us and Judah and the Lion, the band we're touring with. And they're awesome people, but they're all kind of, like, a specific fan of a specific type of music. And in that, it kind of is a homogenous group.
Right.
You know, we kind of see those same fans in every town, which has been awesome, and they're great people, but I don't think that's necessarily like a...
not a cross-section.
Yeah, not exactly. We're not seeing like the real Omaha natives, you know. We're seeing the Judah and the Lion and St. John's fans in Omaha.
In Omaha, exactly. Well, speaking of Omaha, you're not from there, but as you mentioned, Jordan, you guys want to sing a song for us. This is from your brand new album, right?
Yeah.
Called Dead of Night.
Absolutely.
And let's listen to it now. Coming Home from the St. John's, live on 88.5 KCSN.
Tires roll over smooth black pavement, carries my heart back to where you've been waiting. Back to where you've been waiting. It's been too long and left you lonely. This highway rolls on. I won't stop till I'm holding. I won't stop till I'm holding you. If it's the last thing I ever do, I'll be coming home. If it takes all night, if it takes all night, you won't be alone. In the morning light, I'll be by your side. I've got my oars to go down this dark and empty road. I'll be coming. Last I checked, still had 400 miles, Carolina, and these mountains between us. Yeah, but nothing can stop me. No, no, no. If it's the last thing I ever do, I'll be coming.
You both brought your voices with you this morning. Wow, that sounded great. That is the St. John's on 88.5 KCSN Live. Jordan Meredith in your right ear, ladies and gentlemen, and Lewis Johnson in your left, or maybe it's the other way around. I'm not really sure. But that was beautiful. A song called Coming Home from the St. John's new album, Dead of Night. Now, while you guys were playing that, I literally got millions of emails, and every one of them effectively says the same thing. Wow. They sound so good together. They must be boyfriend and girlfriend. But I'm going to spare you from talking about that again. Millions. I'm just going to clear that up right this moment. No, no, no. They're not. They're good friends, and they sound really good together. But so I got that out of the way for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
You didn't want to talk about that again, did you?
Yeah.
But you met at a party, and we do need to talk about this because this was an interesting way of meeting. So you met at a party, one guitar, two voices. We need to hear this story.
It was a Taco Tuesday party, to be exact. And it's funny, we were just reminiscing about this last night because a good friend of ours who was also at that party came to our show last night. It was basically my girlfriends and I lived in a house together. And, you know, when a bunch of girls get together, you have themed nights, apparently. And so we were having a Taco Tuesday dinner together. One girl invited one guy.
It was not a party.
No, it was not a party. I was in my pajamas. And 10 boys showed up. It was like one of those things where they heard the word girl and they were like, boom, got to be there.
Clown car. My college was... We had no inter-dorm visitation, which basically meant like my mom couldn't even come into my dorm to help me move in, which was very hard for a bunch of, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old almost men to be in that situation where it's almost like more restricting than high school. So we all, anytime there was like an off-campus hang with girls,
the entire
dorm of, you know, 20 guys would be like, if I can fit in the car, I'm going.
I just remember the knock on the door. One guy walked in, and then another, and then another. And it was just like, oh, okay. And I couldn't remember any of their names. Couldn't remember Lewis's name. So I called him Guitar Hero because he'd been playing guitar all night. He's still in my phone today as Guitar Hero.
As Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. He's in my phone as Lewis Jordan.
He's in,
so.
Yeah. Okay.
Lewis Jordan, that is a person. Now, long story short, I picked up her guitar. It was Jordan's guitar. It was sitting on the ground or something, and I picked it up and started playing some, you know, really great beachy covers of, you know, Jack Johnson and whatever else I thought was cool at the time. And, you know, we basically went back and forth all night and started just playing songs for each other, and then ended up, you know, here we are.
Eight and a half years later.
So the picture that I'm getting here, and this is important to note, so you formed the St. John's while you, Jordan, were in your pajamas. This is an important part of your
story.
And
while eating tacos.
I think you need to maybe be a part of our new bio. We need to work on this and ASAP.
Before we get too far down the nonsense trail, you still have that guitar in your hand, Lewis. How about we listen to another song and get me off the hook here?
I'd love it.
You have a new single out. What's it called?
It's called Lost the Feeling.
What do you think? Would that be a good one to play here?
I think, yes.
Right
on.
It
would be a great song to sing.
You're listening to KCSN. This is the St. John's live Lost the Feeling.
Lost the feeling, I said, ooh. What you don't understand is that I lost that feeling. It slipped through my hands, now it's gone too far. I said it before, but you're still not hearing. Oh yeah, you're still not hearing. I lost the
St. John's live on 88.5 KCSN. We're going to talk about those voices in just a moment. That is so beautiful what you guys do there. First of all, thanks for coming out this morning and bringing your guitar and all that. Before we talk about your voices, you're from Florida, right? St. Augustine area. You met there. Together, you moved to New York City for a few minutes. And now you live in Nashville. And I'm curious, when you were getting ready to move to New York City, what was it you were looking for in New York City, and did you find it in Nashville?
You know, it was an interesting... So I think we had known each other for maybe almost a year at that point.
Yeah.
I had dropped out of college, and my parents were pissed.
They weren't happy?
No. And Lewis was wanting to... leave school, you know, a moment of absence from school. He thought he was going to go back.
Well, I was just giving myself the option of like, okay, let's, I want to try to play music, but I also, I'm in business school. This can wait, you know, mm-hmm. there's no, I didn't need to be stressed out about that. So I basically said to Joe, Jordan, I call her Joe. So just so you guys know.
That's who Joe is.
Yes, that's who Joe is. Yeah, I just said, like, hey, I think I want to move somewhere, maybe New York. Like, would you want to come? Because we had been playing a bunch of shows, and people had been kind of starting to request our original songs at them. And it was like, okay, this is kind of cool. You know, this could be something.
And it was definitely the moment in life for me where, like, I had just pissed off my parents. And, I mean, they love me regardless, so they're great parents. But I had no reason to drop out of school other than the fact that, like, I just didn't feel like a student. Like, that was not my calling. And so I needed something to be like, yeah, I did that because I'm going to do this. So I was like, yeah, I'm coming with you. One of the greatest decisions that I've made thus far in life.
And now you're in Nashville, where you have a community of players and songwriters and whatnot all around you.
Yes.
And you're playing, I'm going to tie this together here in a second. You're playing the Troubadour tonight.
Yes.
The interesting thing about where you are now in the Troubadour is that back in the early 70s, the Troubadour is one of the seminal places where the California sound literally started, along with the Whiskey and Laurel Canyon. Laurel Canyon, like Nashville, whole bunch of musicians all living in close quarters together back then, and that's how that sound sort of formed. And now you're in Nashville. Do you have a community like that where you play and write together, and how does that all play?
Absolutely. And to answer your first question, we did find what we were looking for in New York, in Nashville. And a lot of that has to do with this community that you're asking about. And I mean, you know, there are definitely pockets in Nashville. You know, there's Cruz, you know, there's the guys like the Anderson East group and like the Wild Feathers guys. Mm-hmm. And like, we're kind of in the like Nashville singer-songwriter crew. Like, we definitely are like really good friends with, like, you know, Trent Dabbs and Matthew Pearman Jones and, you know, JT Daly, who's Jordan's husband. And there's just a lot of really talented people, and we all, I think, really try to lift each other up. And that's the difference that we've felt between Nashville and like New York City, where it's just that community based, everyone just wants each other to succeed. And that's something that we've felt really inspired by in the past 5.5 years that we've lived in Nashville. It's been kind of a really just great thing to be a part of.
Outstanding. Sure. Well, we're going to ask you to play one more song, and then when you're done with this song, we're going to have fun with vocals.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, so we'll talk more about that in a moment, but let's hear one more from your new album. We are talking with the St. John's, Jordan, Joe, and Lewis. They're here in the studio live. Their new album is called Dead of Night, and this is another song from it. You gonna want to play Shadow Play for us today?
Yes.
Yes. We let me make some annoying noise for you on air.
Retuning the guitar.
Yes. We wrote this, you know, in that like wonderful supportive group that we have. We wrote this with a good friend, Jake Etheridge, who's an amazing songwriter.
Excellent.
Where do you go when you're feeling down? When your tears rise like the ocean tide pulling on you, you close your eyes, make yourself blind to the world around you. But I see through you. Bet you think you're alone in all your doubts when you're sitting at home just waiting on someone to find you. But no one ever comes around. I won't let you drift away in the shadows.
I just am really enjoying. I'm sitting here with headphones on getting to listen to all this like right inside my head, and it's beautiful. That was called Shadow Play. We're talking with the St. John's this morning live in the studio at Studio V at Westfield Topanga. I'm Jim Nelson. You're listening to KCSN. Thank you. Those voices are amazing. I want to talk about those voices here. In fact, we have just a couple of more minutes. So real quick, again, the St. John's are playing the Troubadour tonight over in West Hollywood. You'll be bringing your voices with you there also,
yes,
right?
Yes, we will.
We haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided?
Okay.
Jim Nelson votes for bringing both.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now.
All right. So you've been outvoted now.
All right.
I want to try something fun here, and you guys are in on it, so thank you for being good sports. Here in Los Angeles, One of the biggest icons in broadcasting is the Dodgers announcer, a guy named Vin Scully. And Vin Scully is renowned for making everything sound amazing. So at some point, I don't know how long ago this was, somebody thought it might be interesting to have Vin Scully read a grocery list. And sure enough, he makes it sound pretty darn interesting. Yeah. And the video of this is going around the internet right now. It's going viral, as the kids say these days, which you'd know something about, right? Anyways, it's going viral, and I thought, these guys, Jordan and Lewis, their voices sound so amazing. I thought, wouldn't it be great to have them sing that same grocery list?
Yeah.
And so you're going to do that for us.
We're going to do it.
I'd love to.
I think our spin on it is that we're going to prove how sad we can make anything sound.
You can make a grocery list sound sad?
Yeah, we sure can.
We can make you cry.
Well, let's see if you can make it sound as good as Vin Scully made it sound. So here we are, first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, in the world, a world premiere.
La, 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 la.
Live on KCSN, the St. John's singing Vin Scully's grocery list.
Quart of milk, loaf of bread, a can of frozen orange juice, six small white onions, green.
Guys could see their faces. They were pouring their hearts into that. I mean, like they were on stage at Coachella, and this was the time of their lives. That was fantastic. Wow. Wonderful.
Thank you.
On the way home, I'll be getting all those things on the grocery list for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, the St. John's, live on KCSN, Jordan Meredith, Lewis Johnson. Got your last name right
you
this
did
time.
It, man.
Thank you so much. They're at the Troubadour tonight. Live show tonight, and we will see you again next time. Thanks for driving all the way from Nashville to see us this morning.
Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
So, sorry about the traffic in Omaha. I'm sure that was tough getting through there this morning.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, I'm going to turn things over to Nick Harcourt here in just a couple of minutes. He's up from 11 to 3. Sky Daniels on all afternoon here on 88.5 KCSN. I'm Jim Nelson. Thanks for listening. I'll be back at 6 tomorrow morning. Jordan Lewis. Wonderful. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
See you again soon. Thanks.
All right. We'll leave you one with something from Bonnie Raitt's new album. The Coming Round is going through on KCSN.